Hello, this is Bill Hancock, and you're listening to Voices of Foster Care. Today, you're going to hear from Tim and Alyssa from Stone Creek Church in North Atlanta. Having no biological children of their own, FaithBridge was a great opportunity to grow their family while serving God. Once they decided to move forward with fostering, they decided to go with FaithBridge because of the community of care model, which serves as a strong backbone for them in this journey. Foster care ministry has allowed Tim and Alyssa to grow closer as a couple, as well as grow in their faith in the Lord. Their story shows the benefits of fostering through their local church in partnership with FaithBridge.
When we were considering adopting or wanted to get more information, we went to a seminar. The room was packed with couples, we found out that there was a long wait for children. It was very expensive. People were there who wanted to build a family, which is great. We want to build a family. But we feel that the Lord placed this on our hearts, and He spoke to us before we were even married, before we were considering children, that we need to do this, and we need to meet a need. And sitting in that room, people were talking about having a preference of hair color or eye color, and we walked away feeling like it wasn't right for us. We started looking into other opportunities in which we could serve children, and that's kind of what led us into fostering. We felt there was a bigger need there.
The focus on the child is really what drew us to foster care versus adoption for our situation. To put the child first was really our goal, and to help him or her get on the right track, because a lot of these children haven't had the opportunities to be shown what a real true life and a happy life could be. And so taking us out of the equation, we wanted to put the child first, and that's why fostering was for us. We decided to use FaithBridge for our training for foster care, just because there was such a good support group there. They have what they call the community of care, which really just lets you know that you're not doing this alone. There's others there with you that are gonna walk you through every step of the process, whether it's bringing you meals or just a phone call to know that they're there if you need advice on fostering a child. They're there for you, and they put faith first. And faith in God that you're gonna raise these children the way that, God would want them raised as His own.
We're in the first weeks of our first placement. It's actually been about 2 weeks, and we don't have children of our own, so it's been a learning process. It's unlike some people, we're learning those first things about parenting and how. It's definitely not about you. It's all about them, and you're always on the go. And it's been great, though. We're learning to work together. I mean, we worked together really well before, but now even more.
Even more so now, yeah.
Yeah.
And just in a couple short weeks, we've seen a lot of improvements already, and just that's great to see in such a short amount of time the progress that he's making in just a couple of weeks.
That wasn't expected. That's definitely something I didn't expect.
Our church has supported us throughout the entire process, and the first time I was introduced to FaithBridge actually was through our church, and the adult ministers there really were ready to help us with anything that we came across. It's in the Bible to help the orphans and the widows, and these are the orphans, and they're in our town, and they need help. So
I think our faith has grown a lot with our church that we attend, and it continues to grow, and it continues to get stronger. And as it did that, that's when we knew we had to step up and be foster parents. This is God's plan for us, so it's only natural that we work through our church in doing this.
Thank you for listening to Voices of Foster Care. If you'd like more information on how you could start a foster care ministry through your local church, go to faithbridgefostercare.org. And remember, this is our prayer for you, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.